KD Country 94 weather.
And obviously on 4th and 19 here on 6, you are now in a punt formation as Field is in that formation. Takes the snap right near the goal line. Blocked by Betts. It's picked up by Lakeside. And Jace Cunningham returns it down to the 3-yard line. Block punt for Landon Betts. And Lakeside has first and goal at the 3.
The high school football postseason is here as we have cross-district matchups coming on Thursday and Friday on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, Z96.3 through the Lake and the Blue Trojan Channel at NCKSSports.com. On Thursday night, October 26th, we have the 8-man Division II cross-district game between the Lakeside Knights and Hanover Wildcats in Downs. Pre-game coverage beginning at 5:30 and kickoff at 6 o'clock on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. On Friday night, October 27th on Z96.3, the Lake, KDCountry94.com, and online video at the Blue Trojan Channel at NCKSSports.com. The Trojans open 2A playoffs hosting Lakin. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Don't miss it.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High of 73, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 60.
There's great savings out the Tuesday at Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Red Baron pizza, 2 for $7. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato. Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Put safety first when getting into a vehicle and participate in Buckle Up, Phone Down Day, recognized across the country today, October the 25th. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition challenge us all drivers and travelers to ditch distractions and focus on safety. Drivers will see increased enforcement of occupant protection and texting laws across the state as law enforcement officials are partnering in this effort. The goal is to bring awareness to these two simple actions, buckling up and putting the phone down to help reduce traffic fatalities. Kansans, please join me in this easy but critically important life-saving challenge today and every day, said the KDOT Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed. Buckle up, put the phone down every trip, every time. Across the U.S., more than 42,500 people died in crashes in 2022, and about 50% of those killed in a passenger motor vehicle were not belted or restrained. In Kansas, 410 people died in traffic crashes last year. According to KDOT stats, 156 of those people were reported unbuckled. Too many adults are still not buckling up, and many kids are not properly restrained in car seats, said Secretary Reed. Being properly restrained reduces the risk of death or serious injury when in a crash. Crashes happen in an instant, and then it's too late to react. The damage is done. Driving distracted is a big concern as well. Last year, more than 13,000 crashes occurred across Kansas because drivers were inattentive or were sidetracked by cell phones, other electronic devices, eating, reading, applying makeup, or people in the vehicle. Those crashes resulted in 98 fatalities and more than 4,700 injuries. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 785-738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There will be a walk-in flu clinic at the Mitchell County Health Department today, October the 18th, from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. Downs Community Garden Pumpkin Party is this Saturday at 1 o'clock in Downs. If the weather gets bad, the pumpkin party will continue but may change to a drive-through event so that they can get pumpkins out to all the area kids for free. And first responders from Mitchell County Appreciation Dinner this Friday, October 27th at noon at Glen Elder Senior Center. The meals there are thank you for all the work you do. Spouses are welcome to attend. To reserve your spot for that dinner, call 545-3444. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The strike away. Here it comes. Cave, a fly ball to right field. Over is Carroll. He's got it. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series. The Diamondbacks have won the National League pennant.
Well, more on the Diamondbacks heading to the World Series coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports postseason action this week. And the NBA season opened on Tuesday night as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. When local sports high school postseason is upon us, as the football playoffs start on Thursday night for 8-man teams and Friday for most 11-man teams, tune into KD Country 94. KDCountry94.com tonight, we'll have our high school football locker room chats, talking with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge as they preview the start of their postseasons. On Thursday, our football locker room chats will be at 4:30. We have 8-man Division II cross-district playoff action with Hanover at Lakeside, pregame at 5:30 and kickoff at 6 o'clock on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Friday, we'll have coverage of the Beloit Trojans in 3A, Smith Center Lady Red in 2A, and St. John's Tipton Blue Jays in 1A Division II in state volleyball. You can find the full broadcast schedule at the website at ncksports.com. And also, the state volleyball, football, and cross-country info, all of it that you'll need is posted at the website as well. Again, ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, for the first time since winning it in 2001, the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed back to the World Series. They finished out the NLCS by winning Game 7 over the Phillies 4-2. Philly had a 2-1 lead after 4, but the Diamondbacks scored 2 in the 5th and added another run in the 7th for insurance. Reliever Ryan Thompson pitched 1 1/3 to pick up the win for the Diamondbacks, while Philly starter Ranger Suarez gave up 3 runs and took his first postseason loss. Ketel Marte was named the MVP of the NLCS as he extended his postseason hitting streak to 16 games and 12 hits and hit .387 for the series, driving in 3 runs. The Diamondbacks will face the Rangers in the World Series Game 1 at 7:03 on Fox Friday night from Arlington.
Nice night filling every category. Archer's ran tight. Oh, so on the body, look at Brown. In there fighting, getting tangled up. Jokic with a 3.
His second. Timeout. Lakers.
The NBA season opened on Tuesday night, as well as Nikola Jokic hit that big 3 to put the Nuggets up 97-90, and the defending champion went on to win 119-107 over the Lakers in Denver. Jokic, who was the finals MVP last season, had a big night with a 29-point, 13-rebound, 11-assist triple-double. LeBron James paced the Lakers with 21 points and 8 boards in the loss. In the nightcap, Devin Booker dropped 32 points. The Suns beat the Warriors 108-104 in San Francisco. The majority of the rest of the NBA starts their season tonight. The two main games on the docket have the Knicks hosting the Celtics at 6 o'clock, and the number one pick in this year's draft, Victor Wembanyama, will make his official debut as the Spurs host the Mavericks at 8:30 on ESPN. Full schedule can be found at NBA.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.